Well, welcome back, whānau. We're talking about men's health. It's Men's Health Week this week. We've been through the statistics. Māori males are more likely to, let's just face facts, die of a range of different diseases, much more so than our non-Māori mates, and including Pacifica males with us as well. Well, we've got a whole range of different content on our website and our Facebook page and social media, including the Men's Warrant of Fitness brought to you by Scotty Morrison and AA Insurance. Look under the hood, check the windscreen wipers. It's a fantastic little tool and resource to use. So go to our Facebook page, Wātea, and have a look at it. Well, joining me on the line now is former Minister of Māori Development, the Honourable Willie Jackson. Willie, welcome, brother.
Kia ora, mate.
So, big week this week. It's Men's Health Week, of course, the opportunity where we get to talk about what more we can do to live longer and better lives. We've just been having a conversation with Matt McCartan. My goodness, what a journey he's had.
Yeah, well, he should have been dead some time ago. 2010, I think he was diagnosed to die. I mean, his journey's pretty incredible, eh?
And inspiring. Hey, let's talk about a couple of things. I mean, blood pressure, diabetes, all of these different things. What's your perspective on the state of men's health here in Aotearoa?
Well, I think I was watching you on TV yesterday. I thought you were very good, and I just think it's the checks. You know, it's the checks. You know, I went for a check. A standard sort of check, and all of a sudden when I went for a check, I was all blocked up, Matthew, you know. So that was in 2008, so, you know, I was okay, but what did happen? I felt okay, but me and Brown had just gone down, so and big heart attacks, so, you know, Tarns and John Tamahiri, you know, we all, JT's a big heart man too, so go for a check. I'm 85% blocked. Next minute, I'm having a whole heart bypass, Matthew.
So, wow.
That's incredible, really. But they had said to me at the time, that, you know, if you don't have a bypass, you know, you've got about 80 to 90% chance of having a heart attack over the next 6 months or year. They thought it was very high. Or you could be lucky and live for the next 20, 30 years. Without, you know, you could be lucky, but it was only 15, 20% chance of not having a heart attack. So I had the whole bypass. So it was like intervention. So I never had a heart attack. I had the full bypass, but that was only by going through the checks. So, I mean, I think that's the key, you know, is if you don't get checked, you're in trouble. So I've been on the pills ever since. Blood pressure's been fine ever since. But I exercise, you know, I walk as much as I can, although I've had a few problems with the old arthritis lately. So I've been struggling a bit on the walk. But the key to our people, particularly, as you said so well yesterday on Breakfast TV, is get the checks at least a couple of times a year, I think, and you get a full check. And then you're right, you know, but if you don't see Māori, don't go to the doctor's, Matthew. You know, we just don't go. And when we go, it's normally too late. So,
well, and that's the psychology, yeah. I mean, I remember when my dad died about 20 plus years ago. And, you know, when he was finally in the hospital and he was on life support and all the rest of it, it was all over. It was non-survivable. And yet, ironically enough, years later, on reflection with my own health journey, had he have gone to get the checkups, he might still be with us.
That's right. It's so easy, isn't it, to keep giving the doctor a miss. Then it's all too late, you know. But we're getting better. We're getting better because of the experiences we go through. I went through, it's funny enough, I was watching you with Mark Sainsbury on that interview. When I went through my heart operation, I never wanted to make a big deal about it, but, you know, we were on radio and we had pretty high profiles and, you know, and I suppose have done for many years. And so Sainsbury, who was at the time, he was the highest sort of profile current affairs person in the country, followed me into hospital with the cameras, Matthew.
Oh, wow.
So he had the show, which was called Close Up. Close Up was he inherited the show from Paul Holmes, and these guys were getting, in their heyday. Holmes was getting, he would get up to a million of people a night on his show, but he used to average about 600,000-700,000 a night on Holmes. That was the 7 o'clock spot on TVNZ. Then Sainsbury took over, but Sainsbury was still doing big numbers. He was doing 400,000-500,000 a night. So he featured me on his show, So Sainsbury followed me into hospital, and it was, it was called Close Up at the time, and everything actually went right. It was a great opera. Well, I went privately, so it cost me a lot of money. But what happened after it, mate, was I got septicemia, and when I got home, and I nearly got taken out, actually. I had to be shot back in the hospital and was on antibiotics for every 4 hours for about 4 weeks, and then I come right. But things can go wrong, but in a way, I think it helped a lot of people because my journey was on the highest, most watched television show in the country. Sainsbury has always been into this sort of stuff, Mark Sainsbury, and so well done to him with this week. I think it's really important, but you being on there for Māori yesterday, I think incredibly important, so well done, and I think your reminder is get the checks, and and you nearly, of course, you were nearly out the door too with Matt McCartan, weren't you?
I mean, both of us were sitting here comparing box sizes. But I mean, just coming back to it just quickly, because I know we've got limited time, but the reality is that people like us, with our audiences and our platforms and not to me, we've got that ability just to reach more people.
That's right. So Radio Waiata, we've got a real big reach in terms of Māori, and we have to be encouraging, and people, particularly with high profiles like yourself, Matt McCartan, I suppose myself, we have to encourage our people to not be shy, and to, because we want, the Māori, life expectancy is, men, I think we're about 6 or 7 years down on Pākehā males, we're only going to get it up and get more out of life if we get these checks. That's the key. Use your local Māori health provider. Use your local Pākehā general provider. We've got great health professionals out there. There's no excuse, because blood pressure is everything. If you don't have a doctor, use a regular one. I've had the same doctor for decades, he's just terrific. Dr. Gopi is my doctor in Otahu, he's magnificent, be my kid's doctor too. So great if you can get your own doctor, use your own doctor, because you can trust him or her, and just get those checks, and I think that'll keep our people in line. But I think we are all examples of checks and getting into the health system and surviving. We've all got stories, the McCartan story, your story, and there you go. Probably a lot of people didn't know my story because I don't talk about it very much, but what happened with me, and that was 2008, so you're talking...
And here you are.
Still around, mate, still around, ready to go,
Absolutely. Hey, for those who are tuning in and listening to this special broadcast for Men's Health Week, you can go onto our Facebook page and our website. We've got a Men's Warrant of Fitness brought to you by our old mate Scotty Morrison, who also reads the news, obviously, here on Waiata. And he's done that in collaboration with AA Insurance. But quick takeaways from Willie, reinforcing all of the other stories that we've had on this little special broadcast, which is go and get yourselves checked. Don't be afraid to get the check. Go and see your GP, whatever it might be. Don't leave it too late. Otherwise, you're coming out in a box and no one wants to see you out in the box. Hey, Willie Jackson, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Matthew. Kia ora.
Kia ora. Kia ora.